Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuc. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Lump reaches second base with a double. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Daly reaches second base with a double. There goes Klimchuk trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Carey moves to second. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Williams scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamlin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nixon bunts between the mound and first base. Hall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Daly reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Dick Hall. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to third. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Daly scores. Lump moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ted Wills now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ned Garver now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver fires to first and picks off Tasby. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Ted Williams. Don Larson now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Ray Blemker now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger is hit by the pitch. Rip Rapolski pinch runs for Gary Geiger. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Rapolski moves to second. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Malzone scores. Rapolski moves to third. Button moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Carroll Hardy now playing right field. Rip Rapolski now playing left. F. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Ray Blemker. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.